I'm going to continue on this subject, a revelation of the kingdom. A what? Revelation of the kingdom. For those that have been missing, you can pull it up on live streaming or on the website and get these parts that you miss. I believe that what the Lord has given us is so important for every believer. If you're going on with the Lord, if you want to shuck and jive, that's you. But those of us that want to go with the Lord, it's important to hear what he has to say to this congregation. Amen. Which you agree. If you would go ahead and give me Luke 8:16 and the Passion Translation. I'm just going to read that because that's where we started. But we're coming on down to where we got to pick up today. I don't have time to go through all of those things that we have already covered. But listen to this, revelation of the kingdom, what we're talking about. No one lights a candle, a lamp rather, and then hides it, covering it over or putting it where its light won't be seen. No. The lamp is placed on what? A lampstand so that others are able to benefit from its brightness. And that's what happened, right? We're familiar with that. If we walk in our modern day house today in which we live, we wouldn't just walk in and pass the light switch, would we? What would we do? Flip the switch. Amen. So everybody can benefit from its brightness. Because, now listen to this, because this what? Revelation lamp that we'll be talking about today. Now shine is within you. Don't close your eyes. Open your eyes so you can see. No, you can walk in a room with the light on. You can close your eyes. Right? But open your eyes so you can see. Shining within you, nothing will be what? Hidden from you. It will all be revealed. Ooh. Every secret of the kingdom, glory to God, will be unveiled out in the open, made known by the revelation light. So pay what? Careful attention to your hearts. Do what? Pay careful attention to your hearts. As you hear my teaching, for to those who has open hearts, even more revelation will be given to them until it overflows. And for those who do not listen with open hearts, what will happen? What little light they imagine to have will be taken away. So, Jesus came into this fallen, broken, twisted up world to rescue, to save, to deliver you from its bondage, its destruction, so you can live the life he planned for you all the time. The Bible says real plain, in the beginning, God created what? The heaven and the earth. Then he said, listen, then he said the earth was what? Without form and void. And darkness stood upon the face of the deep. The Spirit of God did what? Moved upon the faces upon the face of the water. And while the Spirit of God was moving, God said, what? What did God say? Let there be light. And there have been light ever since. But his man that he created, like him, put out the light in the realm of the spirit. And we all fell into a dark, fallen, twisted, wicked, ungodly, unfit, unproductive world. Man been having problem ever since. Until 2,000 years ago, God manifests the promise he made in the garden when he talked to Adam. And he brought forth a second Adam. And the Bible called him the last Adam. You know why he's the last? Because there will never be another one after him. I want y'all to hear me. Jesus accomplished everything for us in the realm of being redeemed and delivered. I want y'all to listen now. In the realm of being redeemed, delivered, and set free, and brought back to where we ought to be. He accomplished. He did everything. Amen. But unfortunately, too many people have not listened to the Bible. During Adam day, Abraham Moses, they didn't have this. They had scrolls, of course. There were things written down on scrolls. But they didn't have this, what we call the Bible. This particular one, I think this is the New King James, but the original King James Bible was translated somewhere in the 1600s. And we are where in the 21st, 22nd century? Where are we in 21st? 21st century. And the original, and they translated what the revelation that was given to the Old Testament prophets, the New Testament apostles and prophets, and they translated this from, in the Old Testament, they translated all the writings from the Hebrew speaking people. And they have copies of it, they have concordance, they have Hebrew language translated. You can do just about anything today with what they have. But you have to know how to go in there and get it by the Spirit. But they translated from the original Hebrew to English and other different languages. But we are English speaking people. And they translated in English. And the New Testament, which is smaller, is 39 old, and how many? 27 new. I know you knew that. And it's how many all together? I know you can add. 66, right?